This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has downplayed U.S. fears of a humanitarian catastrophe if Israel launches a planned ground invasion into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Netanyahu told a visiting bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation Wednesday that civilians will be able to flee the fighting into other parts of the war-torn territory.
People down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Israel says a ground offensive is needed to destroy thousands of fighters in Rafah from Hamas. The planned invasion has raised global alarm because the city on the Egyptian border is jammed with 1.4 million Palestinians in sprawling tent camps and UN shelters, most of whom have fled fighting elsewhere. Israel has ordered a number of Palestinian hospital patients back to the Gaza Strip after they're done with treatment in medical facilities in East Jerusalem. Linda Granstein reports from East Jerusalem.
Hanan Sharadan says she'd like to go back to her home, and if it was safe to go back to northern Gaza, she would. But it's not safe, she adds. These women and their babies, as well as 11 cancer patients in nearby Augusta Victoria Hospital, had already packed their suitcases because they were supposed to be returned to Gaza last week by COGAT, the Israeli army unit which deals with Palestinian civilians. But Physicians for Human Rights, along with two Israeli human rights organizations, appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court, which granted a 30-day stay while COGAT explains its reasons for transferring these patients. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, East Jerusalem.
Russian authorities say the death toll in last week's Moscow concert hall attack has risen to 143. Health officials said 80 people injured in the attack on Kroger City Hall are still hospitalized. This is VOA News. Officials said just over 200 have sought medical assistance. An affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the violence. Russian officials have insisted without providing evidence that Ukraine and the rest had a role. Ukraine denies anything to do with the attack. The attack was the deadliest by extremists in Russia in years. The governing council that aims to oversee a political transition in Haiti vowed Wednesday to restore public and democratic order in its first statement to the Caribbean nation that has been wracked by a worsening security crisis. Haiti has been rocked by an increase in violence since late February when the country's gangs launched a coordinated offensive and demanded Prime Minister Ariel Henry's resignation. Henry has led the impoverished Caribbean nation since the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moise. Divers have recovered the remains of two of the six workers missing since the collapse of a major bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland. The bodies were pulled from the river a day after a container ship collided into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, where eight workers were repairing potholes. Four other workers are presumed dead. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jennifer Homendy said the vessel was carrying 56 containers of hazardous materials.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
Homendy added that some containers were breached and that a sheen on the water from those materials would be handled by authorities. The family of former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman said the ex-lawmaker died Wednesday due to complications from a fall. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on Lieberman's life and political career.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.